الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد الله سبحانه وتعالى mentions in the Quran how we are going to be tested, and we know from this that the world is Darul Imtihan, is a place of test. And we know how we have various tests, and in the past we've spoken about the verse of Surah Al-Baqarah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lists the number of tests and how a person will be tested in terms of fear, in terms of losing wealth, in terms of losing individuals, life, so forth. And in one place in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions another type of test, which is the test of our fellow human beings. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً أَتَصْبِرُونَ. Allah mentions that we have made each of you a test for each other. You are tests. We have made you tests for each other. And when we then apply this verse in the context of living on a daily life, we see how we have relationships. We have a relationship with our spouse. We have a relationship with our children. We have a relationship with our friends. We have a relationship with family members, different family members. And we know how, and if we analyze now individually and we introspect and we think of our different relationships with different individuals, we will very easily be able to understand this verse or this part of the verse of the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Furqan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that we are tests for one another. Now we know how our relationships are in terms of good relationships that we have. And we focus on those relationships, and maybe in this moment in time as well, our mind will automatically go to those relationships which are very rosy and very healthy. And then if we truly ponder, like is the way of the human being, our thought process is such that it's difficult for us to concentrate on our wrongs, and to focus on our rights is very easy. To sing our praises is very easy. To be critical of ourselves is very difficult, because we will make excuses for ourselves. So if we ponder over those relationships which are not so healthy, maybe a few days, a few weeks, a few months, in certain cases, may Allah save us, a few years. There may be a brother of ours, a sister of ours, or maybe our parents, or maybe our spouse, or maybe our children, a child of ours, who we haven't spoken to for days or years or months or weeks. So we know that this is a test for us now. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this a test. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً. And straight after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَتَصْبِرُونَ. Are you going to be patient? Are you going to have forbearance? So when we look at this verse and we know that it's a test, what are we enjoined to do? What are we supposed to do in those situations? Are we supposed to then not try to reconcile? Are we supposed to then become judge and decree and say, okay, this person is now out of my life. It's my brother, it's my sister, they've done this to me, it's finished. Do we have the jurisdiction? Do we have the ability and the jurisdiction and the clout to make that decision? So when we look in various other places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Reconciliation is something which is commanded to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hujurat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about many aspects of social life. One aspect he mentions is, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Reconcile. In another verse in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the husband and wife, when there is a disagreement. There's a disagreement between the husband and wife. So in the context of, in a disagreement of husband and wife, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا فَبَعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. There's some disagreement. Have one person from her side, one person from the male side. And إِنْ يُرِيدَ إِصْلَاحًا يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا. If the intention is from both parties that they want to reconcile, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide them. The reality is that when we have a disagreement with somebody, we don't want to reconcile. We allow our ego to come in. We allow our own judgment to come in and think, no. I am right here. I've done everything correct. The other person, the other party, they've done wrong. Why should I bow down and humble myself? When we think about this concept of وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً, that we're tests for each other in the relationship between any person, any two parties. The number one, whether it's on a global scale, macro level, micro level, local level, individual level, or a government level, The reality is, if there's humility and humbleness, then on both sides, then there is a chance and there is a possibility of reconciling. But if there's no humility and one side is proud, no, I am right. How dare he never invited me to the wedding? How dare he forgot my name when he was mentioning everybody that he was supposed to say Jazakallah to for helping him move into his new home or do something for him? He should have remembered me. I'm not going to talk to him now until he apologizes. This is coming from a position of pride. It's coming from a position of I am the best. I've done everything correct. And this is an illness. Pride, takabbur, is the same illness that shaitan had. When Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Iblis, they were in Jannah. What was the reason why Iblis was banished from Jannah? Ana khayrun min. I'm better than him. خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَار وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِين. You've made me from fire. He acknowledged the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him. So there was a certain level of humility. But خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَار وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِين. He's made from soil. I'm made from fire. How can I bow down to him? So we are prey to the same illness. We are prey to this same. Our number one enemy, Shaytan, had this illness. We know he had this illness. But we still then fall into the trap. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran in another place mentions, لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس. So the other thing is that we need to try and help people reconcile as well. Why? Because this has been described as something good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Enjoining charity, enjoining good, and إصلاح بين الناس in itself is also أمر بالمعروف. But it's been specifically mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse to explain how important it is. That islah bayna nas, we're not going to go to the other part of the verse, but in terms of reconciliation between people, you have a disagreement with someone, you know that somebody has a disagreement with somebody else, reconcile, help them reconcile, go and speak to this person in private. Najwahum here means in terms of in secrecy. When two people talk in secrecy, there's no benefit, except when you're enjoining the person to give charity or do good, or reconciliation between people. Go speak to him and say, look, this is the situation between you. Why don't you reconcile with him? Why don't you reconcile with your spouse? So this is something which has been clearly mentioned to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. So we know that we are tests for one another. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً. That's there. What we do next is up to us. If we are in this test, we are being tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very important that we then take the necessary steps and the guidance from the Quran. But it requires a lot of forbearance. It requires a lot of patience. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Atasbirun. You go to the person, he turns his face away. You do salam to the person, he doesn't reply. You try to reconcile. You keep on trying. And he doesn't reciprocate this same effort that you're making. He doesn't try as hard as you are trying. Very easily a person can give up. Say, no, I've tried. And this is also our responsibility as individuals is, if there is someone that who doesn't want to talk to you, it's a family member, it's someone who is close to you, a friend of yours, our job and responsibility is to try and repair the relationship. Now, it doesn't mean that we have to become best friends. It doesn't mean that we have to go out to eat together. It doesn't mean that we have to visit each other. It means that we can at least do salam to that person and we don't have anything in our heart for that person. Any ill feelings in our hearts for that person. So a person needs to think that, okay, when I am talking to this person, do I have any hatred towards this person? Do I have any jealousy towards this person? And if this is the case, then you are free. Alhamdulillah. You can do salam to that person, they can do salam to you. Then there are certain people you will be more closer to because they will be more, you will be more compatible with that person. Similar likes, similar dislikes, similar sort of interests, which is the human part of the human nature. So you're not going to get, we're not saying that a person has to get on with every single person equally. No, a person has to be able to speak to every single person on the level where he can do salam. So as believers, it's our responsibility then to reconcile with individuals, to make sure that our heart is free of any ill feelings toward that person. So if a person, one is to humble yourself, that's a certain level of patience. You think you're on haq. I am on haq. I've done everything right. Why should I go and say sorry to him? Why should I go and reconcile? That's the first level. Then if you go and you are able to overcome that level of your ego, then if he turns away, then then it's another level. That you have to then suppress your ego again and say, no, I have to keep on trying. Why? Because my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to do this. So it's only if we understand that it's the command of Allah and His Rasul to reconcile. And this is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Adab al-Mufrad, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala has brought various narration in the beginning to explain and to encourage reconciliation between family members, between individuals. And the benefits, increase in sustenance, increase in life. The hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why is that there? To help us be more patient. To help us carry out this amal. So we have this responsibility to reconcile between individuals. To make sure that every single person, we are trying to at least be on a level where we can do salam. And we're responsible for our actions. And the other party is responsible for their actions. If they turn away, if they don't do the same as you are doing in terms of making effort, they will be responsible by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are phoning a person, they're not picking up. If you knock on their door, they don't open the door. You know they're home, they don't open the door because they don't want to talk to you. You've made the effort. That's not an excuse. Many times shaitan will make us think, but you go and knock on the door, they don't open the door. What's the point? The point is that you've done the amal, you've made amal on the command of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the point. The point isn't for them to open the door. The point isn't as well to establish justice or to establish, who's right. If we go into a relationship and we're trying to repair a relationship and say, who is on haq? I'm on haq. Therefore, I need to make sure that we're going to reconcile. But only if I am proven to be right. Then it's never going to happen. Why? Again, it's coming from a position of pride. We need to be humble. We need to be humble and have humility in the sense that, this has happened. It's possible I am wrong, it's possible that person is right and he is wrong, or whatever the possibility is. I want to make sure that I have this relationship with this person. I want to make sure that I can do salam to this person and I have no ill feelings in my heart. We are responsible for what's in our heart. That person is responsible for what is in their heart. And when a person realizes this, inshallah, it becomes easier. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the ability to reconcile. It's very, very difficult, we understand. It's very, very hard. But this is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the benefit. So if any of us here have someone within our family first, reconciling between family is important. Our parents, our children, our mother, our whoever it may be, our brothers, sisters, whoever it may be. Brothers meaning our biological brothers, our biological sisters. We haven't spoken to them for months or years. For whatever reason it may be, pluck up the courage. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read some Quran and send the reward to them before we do the amal. And then pick up the phone, send a message, go and visit them. If they open the door, alhamdulillah. If they don't open the door, alhamdulillah. Why? Because we've done what we need to do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to make amal and bring this into fruition. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the himmah, the strength. Ultimately, guidance is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support us and help us. Brothers are requested to quickly stand up, inshallah, and make the saf. Those that are coming in as well, brothers are requested that if they can continue to make the saf and fill in all the gaps at the front, wherever there is a space, inshallah, we can then start salah on time. Jazakallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is just a short reminder in terms of the discussion of the talk for today and the khutbah for today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how we are a test for one another. And based on this test, we know that many a times we will have disagreements with individuals, sometimes our own family members. And sometimes this will lead to a lengthy period of time where we don't engage with the other person. The reality is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoins upon us within the Quran, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained to us many of the benefits of and the importance of reconciling between those individuals, with those individuals. And for this reason, one of the a few things that we need to remember, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that إِن يُرِيدَ إِصْلَاحًا يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا. The first thing is that our intention has to be correct. It shouldn't be that when we are trying to reconcile with our brother, our sister, our parents, our friends, whoever it may be, we have the intention that we want to reform that relationship and repair that relationship. It shouldn't be that we are there going into the reconciliation to establish that I was right. I am right. I want to make sure that that's established. No, the intention is that we want to reconcile with this person. Many a times because of that, we then don't reconcile. And we potentially are committing sin. And the second thing is that a person is required that we are humble. See, it comes from a position of pride to think that I am right, the other person is wrong. I'm not going to speak to that person. May they not even come to any of our family functions, my janazah to some degree. Some individuals go to that level as well. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. And it doesn't mean that we have to be with that person on such a level that we go out to eat with them, go to their house. No, to the level where at least we can do salam. And finally, that if we are trying, then we are doing our part. We can stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, I tried, but that person didn't reconcile. I tried, but that person didn't want to reconcile. He wouldn't respond to my calls. He wouldn't open the door when I went to visit. So we have the response. So it's not an excuse to say, I knock on the door, they don't open the door. I send a message, they don't reply. I phone, they don't pick up the phone. We have to continue. That's our responsibility. And then we can have this in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I tried to reconcile. And we know how important it is because of the amount of blessings that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the ahadith. A person's rizq is increased, sustenance is increased, his lifespan is increased. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala has mentioned some narrations in his Adabul Mufrad and some chapters explaining the importance of enjoining ties. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to enjoin ties. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a means of the society becoming more fruitful and more beneficial. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us like this on Yawmul Qiyam in Jannatul Firdaus as well. But I requested to stand up and make the saf as well, just so those individuals at the back can come and fit into the masjid. Jazakallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أمر بالإصلاح وحذر من التنازع والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد أيها المسلمون اتقوا الله تعالى إن الدنيا لا تخلو من الفتن والمشاكل قال الله تعالى وجعلنا بعضكم لبعض فتنة أتصبرون
وقد أمر الله بالإصلاح بين الناس ورغب فيه، فقال: لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس، ولكن الإصلاح لا يتم إلا بنية صادقة ورغبة حقيقية. قال تعالى: إن يريد إصلاحا يوفق الله بينهما. فإذا صدقت النيات وأريد الحق وفق الله وألف القلوب، وإذا فقدت النية فلا فائدة من السعي في الصلح. فكثير من الخلافات تفشل لعدم صدق النيات. إن يريد إصلاحا يوفق الله بينهما. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم، وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، أيها الناس اتقوا الله تعالى. قال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد البشير النذير وسراج المنير، وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن سائر الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداء الدين، وانصر عبادك الموحدين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك، يا أرحم الراحمين برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. آمين يا رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Filling all the gaps, stand shoulder to shoulder.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah, hayya ala al-falah. Qad qamatis salah. قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى. ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى، الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى،
وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.